So, Jency, you were 5 when your parents adopted Julianne. Do you remember being in China?
I remember some things, not all the sights or the food, but I remember just certain things, like where we stay, like the hotels and the different, like, people we got to meet and be around. But I know that we have some videos that I can go back and watch from our experiences there because we taped everything.
What was it like to have a new little sister come home?
I thought it was cool, but it wasn't like, it was new for me because I had never, like, I was alone for, I didn't have a sibling for about 5 years. And then we went to go to China to adopt Jules, and now I had to share stuff and, you know, do all these things that I wouldn't do if I were just an only child. But I think it was a good experience because I got to make a lifelong friend from that, so.
That's very nice. How do you feel about that, Julianne?
I'm glad to have an older sister to look up at, and I don't remember anything from China.
No, nothing at all. Are you girls curious about China?
Yes. Or I am.
So tell me about that. What are you curious about?
I'm curious about what, like, more things they wear, their traditions, and how they act or how they learn.
You're curious about the language. Do you think you'd like to learn to speak Chinese sometime?
Yes.
How about you, Jency?
Yes, I would like to learn how to speak their language and keep more, include some of their customs and traditions into my own life and just learn more about their history.
Do kids ask you about being Chinese or Chinese things? Do they make assumptions that you might know about China simply because you were born there?
Sometimes.
And so if they ask you questions, what kind of questions have they asked you?
Some of them are like, do I know certain people or have I been to certain places like the Great Wall of China? And some of them I can answer and some of them I can't because even though I'm Chinese, I haven't done everything that, like, Chinese people do.
Right. You're growing up in America. So do you ever feel like saying, dude, I'm growing up in Temple. I don't know.
I know. They think since we're Chinese that we do everything. Like, we know all the things about China like it's our life.
How about you? Do kids ever ask you questions?
It depends. Sometimes they ask, like, how it feels to be Chinese and what we know about it. I just feel like they should look it up, or, like, talk to me privately because I don't want everyone to hear. But I feel a little more open whenever I tell them.
So if a kid asks you, like, in front of other kids, it maybe feels a little bit, like, not very considerate?
That's how I feel.
So what do you do then when a kid does that? How do you handle them asking at a time when you're not particularly feeling comfortable answering?
I just stay calm and tell them the things that I know.
Are you ever tempted to say, hey, can I ask you some totally personal questions in front of a group of people and see how you'd like to answer them?
I say something like that, but not mean. I just tell them, like, I'll talk to you privately and we'll just see what happens.
That's a really interesting response. Did someone help you figure that out, or did that just come to you?
I just listen what they're saying, and then I tell them what I know and how I feel.
That's really awesome. Do you guys think at all or talk very much with your parents about your early origins, about your biological family? Is that something that you think or wonder about at all?
Oh, yes, I do, because, you know, they are my parents, but not my biological ones. And sometimes I have questions about that, like, who were they? And it saddens me to not to know that, like, I may never meet them or know who they are. But I'm glad I have, like, loving adoptive parents that love me.
How about you, Julianne?
I sort of wonder what it would be like to still have them, but I'm glad that my adopted parents adopted me.
When you get older, do you think about maybe wanting to see if you could find out more information, or is that something that you're kind of just not really thinking much about yet?
I might, whenever I get older, I might go travel back to China and see what I can find and learn. Maybe, like, the people who helped my adopted parents adopt me, they might know something, or at least their relatives.
How about you, Jency?
It would be cool to go back to China, not just to see the sites or find out where I came from, but to maybe find out more about my parents. But I think things happen for a reason, how I ended up with my adopted parents and how my biological parents, they just couldn't have me. And I just have to accept it and know that everything will be, like, okay. And that if they're not with me, I still have loving parents that I do know that are with me. So,
is there anything that you wish that other kids knew or would like them to know about being Chinese or being adopted or both? Like, if you could just, like, put something in their heads without having to say it. Is there something you would like to put out there to tell other kids? Jency?
Well, being from another culture, or, like, not being American or a certain culture, like, doesn't mean, like, you're any different from them, because you're still a child just like they are, you know, and you do a lot of the things that they do, even though you may not be the same culture, and that, like, we're all basically just the same. Like, just because we're from somewhere else or we look different doesn't mean that, like, we need to be treated different or that we act differently. And we should just, like, all learn to just accept that we're all different and special.
How about you, Julianne? Anything you want to put out there to other kids?
I would like them to know that, like Jency said, even though that we're different, it doesn't mean that we should be treated differently. But I would like them to know, like, it's a little hard being adopted, but also fun in a way.
Well, thank you both very, very much. It's been wonderful to talk to you.